Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is one of the biggest treats of my career, sitting in this studio right now with three Pittsburgh sports legends, Jim Colony to my right, Bob Pompiani across from me, and the big boy Mark Cabali to my left. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Pittsburgh, in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I have... let's say four Steelers questions to ask you, fine gentlemen, as we continue to go around the
room. By the way, not too many times I'm like the rookie of the bunch, but I'm the rookie here, man. I think I have the least amount of tenure in the...
You're exactly right.
He's just saying crazy. We're old.
Yeah, but you are so beloved.
I don't know about that.
Bob. He's on national TV.
It's Bob and everybody else.
We're not on national TV.
Is it Bob and then everybody else, Jim?
Bob is way ahead of everybody.
Locally, yes.
Oh,
who was the Boston equivalent of Bob when you worked there a million years ago?
Bob Lobel.
I used to talk to Bob Lobel all the time.
He came in second to Nance back then. When WBZ was a big player with CBS, owned and operated. And when they had the contest to have whoever was going to be like the new guy for, well, turns out everything. And Bob was, as I understand it, as I remember it, he was a finalist for that.
Wow, our Bob went out to dinner with Jim Nance last week?
Well, I expect nothing less.
Did you know that, Cabali?
Yes, you know, Bob. Bob was national, he'd be Nance, and if Nance was local, he would be Bob.
You're exactly right.
By the way, are they really, the Steelers really get Nance and Romo again?
This week.
Next week?
This week.
Why?
Because it's an early game, we don't have a doubleheader on CBS, and that's the best game of the lot, they determined.
Well, who's Houston? No, isn't Jacksonville playing Indianapolis or something? I believe it is.
That is a game, but they chose this one.
Okay.
So, that's...
No, I understand why they did it, but it seems like a matter of habit as opposed to you want to have two better teams.
Well, wait a second. Even though they're both 6-6, it's Steelers-Ravens for first place in the AFC North. I don't blame them for that
decision. And they don't get them later on because that's always a prime
time
game.
Well, the only time they would get them again is if they made the playoffs, and so that we'll see. One of the things that Nance told me, too, is he predicted this. They just came back from, because they had flown from Dallas to Pittsburgh a day before the game on Saturday or Sunday, is that... He said he had heard that rating on Thanksgiving Day would be the highest ever in the history of television.
Was it?
What? Yeah.
And they just came out with 61 million people watched Dallas and Kansas City on Thanksgiving Day. It was by far the most watched NFL game in history.
I didn't even see
that. Including Super Bowls?
No. This is regular season.
Oh, regular season.
Yeah,
sorry.
I should have said that.
Jim, what do you think of Cabali going scrolling through photos on
his phone trying to find a picture of Colony getting choked out by Stilling McBeam?
Well, I remember
I have it somewhere and I can't find it.
I do remember that.
Well, just put what happened? Put Stilling McBeam in your search bar.
I think I might have taken.
Wait, it wasn't posed. He actually got mad at you.
Oh no, he wasn't. No. It was a fake. It was a work, as the wrestling people would say. But I was actually standing by myself. And he came over, and somebody started talking to me. I turned around. And I said, it was Stilling McBeam. I said, I thought you're not supposed to talk. And he goes, shh. You know. So anyway, and then I guess Mark was.
I do have a photo.
It was a training camp up outside the dorm.
Can you post that?
I will if I find it.
Meanwhile, speaking of Colony and fights, really, I was in Nashville covering the Stanley Cup Finals. Bob,
I remember that.
Remember when the Penguins played the Predators? And we get word that Colony was at a bar where the Ryan brothers were, Rex and Rob Ryan.
I remember the story.
And a fight broke out. Yeah. Tell us that story, because
there was no fight.
It.
That was a staged photo. But we're at the they have like hospitality during it was an off day during the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah.
And so we're standing up at it was across from Margaritaville. I can't remember the name of the place, but we're just standing out on the deck with Dan Kingurski, and I look down, and there were the Ryan brothers, and you see, like, bachelorettes walking by and getting pictures. And so I'm like, you know, I got to get down and get a picture with Rex Ryan. I mean, come on. You know, when are we going to have this opportunity? And so we went down, and we did it, and I told him how I was from Pittsburgh, and so that's when he, you know, kind of gave me the choke thing.
Yeah.
And then that picture ended up in your column.
It did.
Because you talked about all the other things. The other weird thing was the other guy we were watching was Matt Murray standing on the corner of Broadway, Lower Broadway, and whatever the side street was near the Penguins Hotel and where all the bars are. He was just standing there, you know, in cutoffs, and he looked like Matt Murray, like just a scruffy, you know, 20-something guy. People just walked all around him. I mean, here's a starting goaltender in the Stanley Cup final, and everybody kept walking by. I remember asking Murray about that after. Anyway, so Joe does his column, and so the picture that he chose was the picture of me and Rex Ryan. And you know who got completely up in arms about it?
Who? Rob?
The guy who used to sit in that chair right there, Ron Cook.
He didn't like it?
No, because when it came out, I remember, you know, I was doing updates during their show, you know, during their show. I think it was still with Vinny maybe, but at any rate, he goes, that's unprofessional. How can you do something like that? You're supposed to be a journalist and you're covering.
I'm going, wait, Ron was ripping me or you?
Me.
No, ripping Jim.
Me for being like not being a solid reporter and you know, how come the Penguins lost game 3? I mean, that's what you should have been talking about. You know, it wasn't that. It was just, I mean, Ron, it's entertainment.
You should have taken a swing at him. It was the
no,
whole
I wasn't
thing
gonna
was
do that.
I was doing postcards from Nashville, like yes. Funny little things that happen in Nashville.
And that's exactly what
and
we're
talking. That was what I wanted. You and Rob Rex Ryan.
Like what else are we? Yeah, and but his brother, by the way, as I remember, he ended up getting into it later on with some fans.
That's what I remembered. There was a fight. Why didn't you say that at the beginning?
Well, because I'd forgotten about it until just now. Because I remember talking to Rex at the window and a couple. You know, a couple things back is his brother who's getting loud with some fans, and you know, I had to do a double take to make sure it wasn't Madden, but anyway, so the other Ryan brother was the one causing all sorts of trouble, and it wasn't really all sorts of trouble. It was just typical. Those guys were basically minding their own business, and it was loudmouth fans who were sitting there getting, as Peyton Manning would say, liquored up. But that was a lot of fun. That was a long time ago, Joe.
That was
a long time ago. 2017,
9 years ago now. The last time the Steelers won a playoff game, I might add, or even came close to winning one.
Hey, Joe, why don't you ask Jim where he used to frequent when we went to Cincinnati when he went over to Kentucky?
Where did you used to frequent when you went to Cincinnati?
Oh, I can't remember the name of the place. It was the Brass something. The Brass Bull, is that what it was? Or the Brass Mule?
What was it called?
It was an adult establishment.
Oh,
the Brass. Well, it would have been something other than bull.
That was when, it was the skankiest. It was.
Why would you go to a skanky place? You're Jim Colony.
We need to talk Steelers. This is devolving fast.
But what did you expect?
Our chaperone from the station I worked at the time wanted to go there.
That's okay. Jim Colony. You recognize that voice, Bob Pompeiani, and Mark Cabali here in a round table, you might call it. Supposed to be a Steeler round table. Okay, we'll get around to that.
Sorry.
Asante Samuel Sr. blames DK Metcalf for all of Aaron Rodgers' problems, essentially says that DK Metcalf never gets open. Fair charge or no, Cabali?
Well, Well, he doesn't get open, but he's getting double teamed. However, if you're getting paid $30 million a year, if you're Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, you get double teamed as well, too. You find a ways to make plays. He hasn't found the ways to make plays.
So. But I also think it's a scheming thing, too. There are ways you can scheme guys open.
But if you pay a guy $30 million, he just goes and makes plays.
Yeah, but it can't be that easy just to say, oh, you're making $30 million, you're going to do this. You have to do something.
Well, you say that about TJ Watt, don't we?
Bob, he's saying Asante Samuel Sr. is saying he's not talking about double teams and he's not talking about scheme. He's saying that DK Metcalf can't get open on press coverage.
I don't know about that.
Fair enough.
I don't know. On press coverage,
that is what he's saying.
I think he would win. He's a big dude. He's a guy who goes up and I think wins a lot of those jump balls, Jim. I think he does.
Why are we making excuses for DK Metcalf?
No, I don't like when fathers get involved. Why should he say anything?
Well, he's not as good as George Pickens.
No.
Certainly when it comes to those kinds of plays.
Pickens is the best in the NFL at that, I think.
You're getting him going.
Get me going.
You could throw a ball to Pickens when he was doubled, and you kind of like his chances of coming away with the ball, or at least not having the opponent catch
it. If he actually showed up to work, yeah.
The thing about DK Metcalf is that you would like to think, okay, if he's single covered, he can't push off, because you get away with it, right? You can make contact within the first few yards of the line of scrimmage, go off, push the guy out of the way, slant toward the middle, and catch the ball. He's dropped at least one of those. Mm-hmm. And he's dropped a few passes like that.
He's a disappointment. I mean, why can't we just say that?
I would agree with that,
It's a disappointment.
Yeah, but not everybody's making $150 million.
Well, I don't care how much he makes right now. Let's say, like, we're all complaining about, with good reason, about Pat Freiermuth. Like, where is he? Have him run.
Apparently,
those.
He talked to the media this morning. So
what did he say?
I don't know. I
Limits, you're the beat writer. You're supposed to be following his quotes.
I saw he told members of the media that he is frustrated by his lack of targets, but basically the same thing that he's said previously.
He's never said that previously. No. That's a major story that
good
you
for,
missed.
Good for him.
All right, the last time they threw him a ball over the middle, it was for a touchdown.
Yeah, it was just in Chicago.
So this is what Cassidy Wood put out there. Freiermuth saying, obviously, it's frustrating when he was asked about his 17 snaps, but I have faith in Arthur in understanding his thoughts on the game plan. Just got to understand my role. Hopefully, it changes going forward. But at the end of the day, I just had to go out there and do what's asked of me.
Which is nothing.
They're saying he can't block, and now they don't throw it to him. 17. That's six less times than Ja'Marr Chase was targeted against the Steelers.
Forget about that. Those are Derek Watt numbers.
Forget about that. He was only in the route 9 times on Sunday. 9.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, then tell me this. Everybody here on this round table, give me a grade on Artie Smith's tenure with the Steelers. I'll go first, D.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
D would be good for me. I'd give him a C, though. C minus. C. Right, solid C. C.
Bob? I say D.
I was thinking C minus, D plus.
Yeah. It's not been good.
No.
It's just a couple things that just like they acquired these tight ends to use them, and then it just never happens. You don't give the ball to Jaylen Warren. Is that, I mean, what are we doing here?
You're handing the ball off to a scat back twice in the same game on third and nine.
Okay, but he has been pretty good you this bring year, in but the, not on not for that.
You bring in the frozen cadaver of Cordarrelle Patterson at the end of a game and against Cincinnati.
That's
last
what it
year.
Looked like for Jonnu Smith the other game.
Maybe that's the problem.
Chicago, Jonnu Smith had two Cordarrelle Patterson plays.
I know he's Where obsessed with those.
Who else are some of the guys that already demanded to be here and?
God only knows. Ryan Tannehill, I think you wanted.
No, obviously Cordarrelle.
He would have usurped your boy Rudolph.
Jonnu. Scotty
what
Miller.
What about Jonnu? You know, we're talking about Pat, and that's a legitimate thing. What about Jonnu Smith? He was brought here in that trade. How would we assess that trade right now? Not good.
Not good.
Minka's having a pretty good year.
But they never used him correctly here.
Well, whose fault is that?
Well,
what do you mean? They used him in every way conceivable.
You were the biggest Minka hater in the world in the last 3 years.
All I would do is repeat his stats because there weren't any.
Well, if he had a touchdown.
If you repeat his stats this year versus what we've seen, even from Jalen Ramsey, and you couple in Jonnu Smith, it's
not
a good
return.
Wait a
second, big boy.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're wrong, but.
No, but you said they didn't use him right. They used him in every conceivable way. Well, at the line of scrimmage, as a free safety, as a center fielder, as a slot guy.
Not later in his tenure. That was early in his tenure when he was actually making plays. They're just using him as center fielder. Don't let anything get behind you. Late, and that's just not.
Wasn't that his role more last year, too?
That's what it shouldn't have been, because that's not where he was able to excel his first couple years here. So maybe it is coaching.
Minka's got more points lately than Jonnu Smith has. He's got the two-point conversion. Yeah, the pick two. That is very funny. I just said, whatever gave anybody the idea that Artie Smith was going to be a good coordinator anyway? What had he shown anywhere when he didn't have Derrick Henry?
I was a good coach when I had Michael Jordan.
And he's a tight end guy. Like Mark said, I never understand. Okay, he's supposed to be great with the tight ends.
What Kyle Pitts was a bust under him, and now they've all disappeared here.
It's just.
I hear you.
And then they'll end up beating Baltimore. And I think that, like, to get to Minka, Miami's going to be a problem.
Bob, I feel like you're not asserting yourself in this conversation.
No, I was trying to think of all the things in the offseason and try to put them into one big context. And then one of my friends on Twitter did it for me, King Fish.
King Fish at home? I had a King Fish.
I mean, these are just the things. It says, looks like TJ contract, not a good idea at the time. Minka trade, not looking good. Slay, terrible signing. DK, not looking good. Missed Dart in the draft to satisfy you, Joe Starkey.
2-7.
Jones
and
Porter,
not looking good. The Giants record is on
and
Jackson.
And the last one is Pickens gone for nothing. And that's the one that really... You know,
here we go again.
I'm just saying.
I can't talk about that again. I just can't.
You talk about everything else again.
It's very frustrating.
Would you not say, though, if you had him opposite DK? What? Seriously,
Bob,
for 1 year.
Bob, what makes you think that Artie Smith, the guy that we all just could design an offense to take advantage of having two really good receivers? And I don't even think Metcalf's
good. Supposed to extract the best out of the talent you have.
It is.
And then come up with a game plan to produce that talent.
It is. And
well, that's all
where
I'm
have you seen him demonstrate
well,
good coaching?
But all I'm saying is that dude, and again, I had no interest in signing him long term. It was just this year,
it
making $3 million bucks or whatever he's making.
It wouldn't have worked.
Okay, that's on them, not him. Because
you
can clearly
so,
see.
Well, what I think is that.
You think Artie designs the greatest show on turf?
God, no. But what they do have is a guy who is one of the best third down backs in the league who is no longer a third down back. And then they drafted a guy in the third round. To ostensibly, I think the plan was to bring Caleb Johnson in to make him like Najee, and he was supposed to be like the first
like
and second
Najee,
round.
All right.
Yes.
Nothing ever happens when he touches
the
ball.
He's the first and second round guy, and then you'd use Jaylen Warren in that changeup role where he's so good. And not only that, but he's a great blocker when he has to be.
Who?
Jaylen Warren.
Oh.
He was really good at blitz pickups.
Very good at it.
And that's an underrated aspect of being that third down back. Anyway, so that they've wasted him. Because they don't, I mean, play Gainwell on the first two downs then and use Jaylen Warren like they used to.
But it's going right for him this year then?
It's probably.
In terms of offseason pickups, drafts, nothing.
Well,
that's what happens when you're 6-6 and get
whipped.
I have
one more question. I'll start with Bob. because I feel like he's being awfully quiet.
Just bring up George Pickens to him.
I can't, Mark, again.
Okay.
Listen.
I won't ever bring it up again, but I'm not surprised it's turned out this
will
way. That's
they
all the same.
Keep our answers very short and concise. We have Rob Long from Baltimore coming up.
Oh, he's good.
Will they and should they pick up Broderick Jones' fifth-year option?
Again, to me, the answer is how significant is his injury? Because from what I understand,
let's assume he comes back healthy.
Yes, because they don't have any other answers.
Yes to both questions?
Yes
they should, and yes, they
yes,
will?
Yes, if he's healthy.
Did you notice his absence last game, by the way? Anyone?
Not really. I think Pete did a pretty good job. But that doesn't mean he could
many other
himself.
Things that were issues.
I know. Well, that's true, but I'm just saying, did you actually...
I thought he's been playing better of late.
Yeah, yes, but I'm just saying that...
I'm having a very hard time focusing this group, aren't I?
I know. Did you notice his absence last game?
Will they and should they pick up his fifth year?
I don't think they will.
Do you think they should?
Not necessarily.
Mark?
No. They can bring him back.
So they're going to have...
So that's another wasted...
No, it doesn't mean he can't sign for like a one-year deal.
So like a Bud Dupree play, you try to do that.
I say yes and yes. Yes, they should and yes, they will. And I'm shocked that Cabali doesn't
That's a
play.
Lot of money, man.
I know, but he's a left tackle, and I thought he was playing the best football of his career.
They got
and they
the right
invested.
Tackle. You can move to left tackle.
Oh, and then they have another
again?
Open on that spot again.
Well,
you have to use another
draft
pick
another
when
tackle.
You need a quarterback.
Well, when was the last time they picked up a fifth-year option? There's another one. It's been years.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Jim. That was a treat.
Thanks, Joe. And guys, and my voice
Jim,
is kind of going away
get it
here.
Together
we'll be okay
for,
on Saturday.
For Saturday.
Gentilly last week, Colony this week. Can't wait till next week.
Who knows who will walk in? Maybe Malzi at some point. Thank you, big boy.
Mark, it's always a pleasure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.